This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, April 24th. God's will to you today is hungry. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 12, verse 20, from the King James Version, and it says, "A bruised reed shall he not break, and smoking flax shall he not quench, till he send forth judgment unto victory." Please read John 20, verse 1 to 20. It is key to our study in this season of Easter, and key to victory at the crossroads. The events in this portion of scripture took place mainly around the grave. The graveyard is not somewhere a lot of people like to visit. Imagine your friend inviting you to have lunch with him or her at the cemetery. What would you say? Man, imagine asking the lady you're interested in to hang out with you, and she asks you to join her at her favorite place, the graveyard. Yeah. Ladies, imagine the man asking to be in a relationship with you, asks you to meet him at the cemetery for a picnic. What would you say? The hunger or desire, as the case may be, would most likely vanish. Many of us want to have nothing to do with the graveyard. But the grave has lost its power because Jesus is alive. Jesus conquered the grave. The Bible tells us that Mary Magdalene went to the grave early in the morning while it was still dark. When she got to the grave, the stone had been rolled away and the tomb was empty. She ran to where the disciples were to call Peter and John. They saw that the grave was empty. They were satisfied to see that the grave was empty, and they left. But Mary stooped to look into the same grave Peter had looked into, the same grave that John had looked into, and saw nothing. But because her heart was broken, because her eyes were teary, and because she was longing for Jesus, the same place the men looked and saw nothing, she saw two angels. Two people can go to church or be in devotion together. One person will see something, while the other person sees nothing. One person will receive a word, and the other person will get nothing. What usually differentiates between what we receive or do not receive from God is how hungry we are for God. So what has brought you into devotion today? Have you come seeking Jesus or seeking to tick a religious box? While Peter and John were satisfied at an empty tomb and went away, Mary was not satisfied until she saw Jesus. God cannot ignore a thirsty heart. God cannot. A bruised reed shall he not break, a smoking flax shall he not quench. A contrite heart, David says, he will not despise. God cannot ignore someone that truly seeks him. Everyone that sincerely seeks God finds him. Even people that are enemies of God, when they are sincere, God shows up and reveals himself. I pray that God will reveal himself to you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.